So the topics we're learning about today include more discussion about the power of tshuva to erase evil decrees, the curse that was placed on the descendants of Eli HaKohen, and stories how several people overcame this curse, the times of the year that messengers of the Beis Din went out to inform the public as to when Rosh Chodesh was set for that month. Some of the key topics and concepts that we'll learn about include Kiddush HaChodesh. In the time of the Sanhedrin, Rosh Chodesh was designated by the Sanhedrin based on testimony of witnesses who came to the Lishkas HaGazus to give over their testimony. Beis Din would then proclaim the new month. During months which had Yom Tovim, Beis Din would send messengers all around Eretz Yisrael to inform the public of the correct date of Rosh Chodesh for that month. Pesach Sheni, those Jews who were impure on the 14th of Nisan and were unable to bring the Korban Pesach on that day, have an opportunity to bring it again on the 14th of Iyar, which is called Pesach Sheni. Gedaliah ben Achikam. Gedaliah ben Achikam was a Navi and a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Korban Bayis Rishon. He was the last remnant of leadership in Eretz Yisrael after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He was murdered on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which basically wiped out any hope for Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael at the time. As we cannot fast Rosh Hashanah, the fast of Tzim Gedaliah was instituted on the 3rd of Tishrei, the day following the anniversary of his passing. Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a document which was written during the second Beis HaMikdash. It lists certain dates which one may not fast, because these days were designated as minor holidays due to the miracles that occurred on them. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, these holidays were abolished, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim.